This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 26, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. An American Airlines passenger died on a flight from Haiti to New York Friday. A medical examiner says Karine Desir died of natural causes, and media reports say she had a history of heart disease. But relatives want to know if a delay by flight attendants in providing her oxygen and malfunctioning equipment after they agreed made a difference. The Associated Press reports Desir started to experience trouble breathing after she ate a meal on the flight. Her cousin, Antonio Oliver, says Desir asked a flight attendant for oxygen twice, but was denied the request. He recalls her complaining, quote, "Don't let me die," unquote. Oliver says when cabin personnel finally tried to administer oxygen, two tanks were empty. He added that a box used in the resuscitation attempt, likely a defibrillator, seemed to malfunction. The pilot agreed to divert to Miami, 45 minutes away, and a nurse on board the flight administered CPR, but Desir passed away before the plane landed. A spokeswoman for American said the matter was under investigation, but would not comment Sunday on Oliver's claims of faulty medical equipment on the plane. It's not a grounding per se, but for the next day or so, the U.S. Air Force would prefer not to fly its remaining fleet of B-2 Spirit bombers, following the weekend crash of a B-2 in Guam. The Air Force describes the move as a temporary pause to review safety procedures. The Air Force says that standing operating procedure when a military aircraft crashes for unexplained reasons and gives pilots time to review safety procedures. Officials told CNN the fleet remains available for immediate deployment if needed. Want to start the mother of all NIMBY battles? Tell a small suburb you want to displace 15% of the town's residents to expand the metro area's major airport. That's the proposal in Romulus, Michigan, where USA Today reports Detroit Metropolitan Airport officials want to build a new 10,000-foot runway and want 3,500 people to give up their homes to do it. The board says its 20-year growth plan projects this year's 36 million passengers through the airport will grow to 60 million by 2027, and the runway is needed. Romulus Economic Development Director Tim Keyes told the Detroit News, quote, "We don't have a choice. We have to get vocal," unquote. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration finally looks to be on track with a vision to return to the moon and then Mars. But some fear the changing of the guard in the White House will plunge NASA back into the bog of indecision. The Bush administration articulated the current game plan after critics said NASA had spent 30 years without a vision. But recently revealed vibration problems with the Ares 1 rocket are threatening to derail the plan. Last month, a group of scientists met behind closed doors at Stanford University to consider whether the inauguration of a new U.S. president might be the time to revisit the plan. They emerged with a resolution backing the current NASA vision and a recommendation to commit another $3 billion per year to making it reality. NASA Administrator Michael Griffin hopes the current plan will stay on the rails, noting Congress debated for 2 years before approving it. Quote, "We can't change our minds every 3 years and get anything done," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Two sleepy pilots at Go Airlines are getting no help from the NTSB. Virgin flies a 747 on plant oils mixed with kerosene. And NATCA pounces on a statement by an FAA spokesman. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear the first part of a presentation by Pete Bunce of Gamma on the year ahead and what may be the clearest explanation yet of how general aviation will use and benefit from next-gen air traffic control. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Do it at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.